because it was my fault.
This February, find where live art meets extended reality. Single Thread Theater presents PXR 2026, a mix of live performances, interactive digital presentations, technical deep dives, and exciting installations right here in Kingston at Modern Fuel, the Tet, and at Fort Henry. Get whisked away into immersive worlds like snowy cities, cyberpunk dystopias, musical mushrooms, and coastal shores. The conference runs February 20th through March 1st. Learn more by following Single Thread Theater on Instagram and get your tickets now via performanceandxr.com. See you there.
Everybody, it's Terry
and Sherry, and this is 30 Years of Nonsense, and that's the original that I know and love.
Yeah, but it's not the original. It's Rascal Flatts. You know it.
It's my original.
It's your original, but Tom Cochran did it back in the 80s.
Fair enough. That's the one that speaks to me, though.
Okay, that's fine. So, welcome, everybody. We're going to let this song play for a little bit, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to do some talking.
Okay, let's do it.
All right.
To break down the garden gate, there's not much time left today.
But I don't need to play all 4.5 minutes of it.
That's okay. I feel like you're just getting yourself in the groove because you have a road trip coming up this weekend. Where are you going?
I'm going to the East Coast for work, actually. I'm not going to say exactly where I'm going, but I am going to the East Coast for work, and I'm very excited about it.
Well, you're going to do that big drive all by yourself.
Yeah, but I'm going to call you constantly.
I know, you do that. You literally call me like once an hour. Ask me what's going on, what am I eating, what's our son doing, what's going on.
Yeah.
And you call me again, I'll say same thing, nothing still. Just that's it. You don't like to be alone.
No,
you're
sometimes.
You're going to immediately jump in the car and start phoning people.
What do you mean? No, I'm not going to do
that.
And
you sometimes do that even when there is somebody in the car with you. So I might be in the car with you, and you're like, do you mind if I call, my parents, and then maybe I call my buddy we haven't talked to in 5 years, and then I make 2 work calls, and then I call and check in on both our kids, and then start at the list all over again?
Yeah, I sometimes do that.
You do?
Sometimes.
You're going to the East Coast. How far a drive is it? How many hours?
I think I'm in for about 16.
16 hours? Are you going to do it all in one shot?
Yeah.
That's how you like to do a road trip.
Yeah, 100%.
Okay, and you're leaving on Saturday morning?
I am leaving on Saturday morning.
Are you leaving right after Into the Darkness? Or
no, I'm going to come home, sleep, pack, do my thing. I've got to get a bunch of stuff all ready, so I'm going to do that. Get all prepped for the whole weekend, and I'll be back. I believe I'm going to be back on Wednesday night,
at
some point.
Thursday by 4.
I'll be back by 4 for sure.
You want me riding solo again?
No, I don't want that.
Which we know it makes you crazy when you're not here because you love doing this so much.
I do, but I mean, I'll be back for sure.
Okay.
So what do you got planned for Saturday and Sunday and Monday and Tuesday when I'm gone?
Anything? Well, we usually do the weekend wrap up halfway through, but we can do it early if you want to throw me
a curveball. No, I'm not going to do that. Okay, we'll come back and talk about that.
I have work things.
Yeah, okay.
It's the season in real estate world.
Absolutely it is.
you want to play this next song. You were very excited about showing it to me, and it does not sound like the artist that it is. So it's really interesting. So I'm going to let you talk about it, because I don't know if you discovered it or just were reminded of it this week, but you really like this. So you get excited about it. Tell us all about it.
So this song is actually Hard Luck Woman. It's a Kiss song originally, and it's covered by Garth Brooks, and it's a really cool version of this song. And I when I was looking it up, I was like, man, this is pretty wild. I found this song and I was like, man, okay. And I wasn't even sure it was right. So the album's called Kiss My Ass. It's classic Kiss songs redone by different artists. So,
interesting.
Yeah, so like Anthrax does a song, Gin Blossoms do a song, Toad the Wet Sprocket do a song. There's all sorts of different artists, but the one I wanted to do was Hard Luck Woman.
I'm always about anything Garth sings.
Well, I didn't even say who it was yet.
Oh, sorry.
So it's Garth Brooks. Yeah, yeah. I mean, there's a Lenny Kravitz song on here as well. Like, there's so many really, really cool songs on this album, and so it's kind of a funny album cover too. So it's got the American flag, and then it's got like a family sitting down to dinner, and they're all, their faces are painted like Kiss from the 70s and early 80s. Excuse me. So yeah, it's a pretty cool, I think it's a pretty cool song, and it's a pretty cool version of it. I hadn't heard it before. I've heard other bands obviously doing covers of Kiss, but for me, this one I thought was kind of like the coolest that I've heard for a while. So here we go, guys. We're going to play a little Hard Luck Woman by Garth Brooks doing a Kiss cover here.
If never I'd met you, I'd never have seen you cry. If not for the first hello, we'd never have to say goodbye. If never I held you, my feelings would never show. It's time I started walking, but there's so much that you'll never know. I keep telling you a hard luck woman. You ain't a hard luck woman. Red's the sailor's only daughter, the child.
There's no place like home.
There really is no place like home. It's where life happens, where dreams are built, and where you land at the end of every day. But what home looks like is different for everyone. Welcome to Finding Your Way Home, Real Talk on Real Estate. I'm Sherry Doherty, and together we'll explore what finding your way home truly means, whether you're buying your first place, making a move, investing, or choosing a different path altogether. Because home isn't just a place. It's a feeling, it's a choice, and it's personal. Tune in Mondays at 10 a.m. and start finding your way home.
Wow, wasn't that a funny little commercial?
Hey, that was me.
It was you.
I think we've mentioned it before, but I'm now on my third edition of Finding Your Way Home, which is Mondays at 10 a.m., and I'm having a ton of fun doing it. It's such an honor to get to speak to our community in this way, and I'm doing so much fact-checking and research. I know you were pretty impressed. You were looking at my file on the way down here on Monday with me saying, you're, like, taking this seriously, and
yeah,
I absolutely
crazy.
Am.
I was like, this is nuts.
Well, there's a lot of people who do what I do, and I feel that it's a responsibility of mine to make sure that I'm accurate and giving out good information to people, and I want to make sure that it's credible, so I'm checking my list and checking it twice before I go on the air every Monday.
Oh, you're like Santa.
I am like Santa.
Well, I don't do any of those things. I just find fun songs to play and have a good time doing it. So
and don't fact check anything.
Well, there's nothing to fact check. I'm playing a song. I know it was Garth Brooks, and I know he was doing Hard Luck Woman.
Those are the facts.
That's the facts. So
and I liked it.
Yeah. So, I mean, what's really funny is I was just looking at all the other artists that were on this album. So you got Dinosaur Jr., Extreme, The Lemonheads, Mighty Mighty Boss Tone. There's so Anthrax. There's so many cool artists on this.
I guess the part of that, though, is you have to be a huge Kiss fan to really appreciate it. And I'm going to probably make myself unpopular by saying I'm not that big of a Kiss fan.
Yeah, it made me unpopular with me.
That's okay. Very used to that.
I mean, it's kind of cool. Like, the songs that they're covering are not the heavy, heavy stuff. So, but I think I might actually play a few of them in the next few weeks, just throwing them in here and there, or at least play them on my Friday night show anyway. But yeah, I mean, it doesn't really fit that, but we'll figure it out. Your Monday morning show is really good, and you're actually on your fourth show coming up.
Okay. That's good.
Right?
Well, you're especially going to like last week's because in honor of Family Day, we had Terry on the air with me to talk about what it is like to be a family member of a busy realtor. And essentially, the moral of the story is I've become less reliable than I used to be.
Yeah, no. Well, time's just not your own anymore, right?
Right.
That's all.
But you're great about, you know, holding dinner or switching a reservation or just being super patient and coming along for the ride with me. And we're quite enjoying it, having lots of fun.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Well, you know, moving along.
Moving on to other adventures.
Absolutely.
Where are we going for St. Patrick's Day?
So we're going to Boston. We're going with a bunch of friends. We're going to Boston. We booked some tickets to go see this. So I tried to get to see this band last year called Kneecap. And unfortunately, they got banned in the U.S. and then they got banned in Canada. And I had fantastic tickets. And there was a bunch of friends of us, a bunch of guys lined up to go see this concert. And they canceled it about a month out before it. And then just literally they canceled the show and then they said they were terrorists or whatever. And then
it was an Irish band. Just give some context.
Yeah. It was an Irish band. And they had said something about Free Palestine. There was some political stuff that was said. Anyway, we're not a political show, so I'm not going to deal with that. But anyway, they got canceled. Now they're coming back to Canada. So okay. I will get to finally see them either
still
in Canada
not one
or whatever.
I'm going to let you go with your guys.
Oh, yeah.
Kneecap seems not like my style.
It is not your style whatsoever. But there's this other Irish band called Chasing Abby.
Okay.
And they, again, sing in Irish. And they happen to be in Boston while we're there. Dropkick Murphys are there as well, too. But that's another story.
No.
But anyway, we'll talk about that another time. I just might book tickets and just have to go. Anyway, Chase and Abby's there. They're playing one of the nights, and they've got some really great stuff, and they sing in Irish and in English kind of mix. They've got this really cool drone to them about them. It sounds kind of like a new kind of rebirth of Clannad or that Gaelic. I really enjoy it. I know our friend Joanne, who's also Irish, when I sent her a copy of the song, she was like, yeah, this is great. Colin, Patty, everybody sounds like they're going to have a great time doing this. But anyway.
Can I tell a funny little story?
Sure.
So there is a segue, and you have said to me that you've spent a bunch of time listening to Chasing Abby music this week to make sure that you are refamiliarized or very familiar with their music, which I have not, which is great because I do like to go to a concert and hear the music not for the first time because you appreciate it more if you get it. You're like, oh, this is the one that I really like.
Yeah.
All that to say, we had the opportunity this past weekend to go with some friends to this Spire. The Spire is the name of that place.
Yeah, that was
and it
cool.
was the Candlelight Performance.
Oh, this is funny.
It's a funny story. That's why I wanted to tell it. We're a friend of ours invited us to go to the Spire on Monday night or Sunday night for the Candlelight Performance. And she had sent to me in the text message saying it's the music of Shania Twain. And I said, well, that's really cool. I like Shania Twain. That'll be a really neat experience. And I have heard great things about this Candlelight experience that they're doing at the Spire. And then as we're driving downtown, we were just checking the time and checking the address and where we're going to park and some things like that before we met our friends for dinner. And I called up their website and it said, performance tonight at 8:30 p.m. featuring the music of Taylor Swift. And I thought, well, that's odd.
Yeah, the Taylor Swift, not right. Shania Twain. Yeah.
I said, well, that's odd. My friend told me it was Shania Twain. I wonder if they've switched the event for tonight or if somebody was confused or whatnot. So we met our friends at the restaurant. And as soon as she came in, I said, hey, friend, you told me that we were seeing the music of Shania Twain tonight. She said, yes, I'm so excited. I've been listening to her music all week. I wanted to refamiliarize and be able to sing along in my head, and it's going to be fantastic. And I said, that's really great. However, the website tonight says it's the music of Taylor Swift. And she said, no, it's Shania Twain. Husband, which is what she likes to call her husband.
I love that too.
Pull up the tickets and tell me who it is that we're featuring tonight. So he pulls up the tickets and he's like, Taylor Swift. So she had spent all week listening to Shania Twain music, which isn't a bad thing.
No,
but
not
listening
at all.
To Shania Twain music in anticipation of this show we were seeing on Sunday evening, which ended up being Taylor Swift music.
Yeah.
Just a quick review of it. It was fantastic. It was really unique, beautiful. It wasn't even the piano music. We were also expecting that. It was a string quartet.
And there were four siblings, too. They started off with, my name is, we'll say John Smith, and then it was Mary Smith, and then it was Bob Smith, and then it was Amanda Smith. And the last person to speak goes, oh, by the way, we're all siblings.
Of course, we're siblings.
And I was like, wow, this is so cool. So these four kids, super gifted, and I shouldn't say kids, they were young adults, super gifted, and man, they played. It was very enthralling.
It was good. It was in, if you haven't been to the Spire yet, it is a decommissioned church. It is beautiful in there. And they did play a full set. It was an hour long, which I thought was interesting because I don't know why in my head I thought it was going to be much longer. But then also, I think it was as much as it needed to be. Also, I'm a baby and I like to be in bed by 9:30.
Well, it's not even that, though. It's very melodic, and it was so funny because we were walking out and there was this lady and her two adult children said to her, Mom, we could hear you snoring. And I was just being funny. I go, yeah, you were really loud. And her kids were like, could you hear her? And I was like, no, I'm just messing with her. But she was like, well, it put me to sleep. It was that soothing.
It was beautiful.
And it was very beautiful. They dimmed the lights. There was candles everywhere. I felt like I was a Phantom of the Opera kind of set.
Lovely.
And the stage was unbelievable. They let people come down.
Take photos
of the set. They didn't let you take photos while they were performing except in the last song, which was really cool. You actually got to be in the moment instead of like videotaping it, because who are you going to share that with?
Right. Yeah.
So just take your quick few photos and move on. But I really enjoyed
it.
It was fantastic.
So that was a rabbit hole that was not about Chasing Abby, but the story came to me because it was about pre-listening to a concert that you don't end up seeing.
Well, yeah, I want to make sure I know the songs and I know the words and kind of everything, because they do go back and forth between Irish and
driving, so let's listen to some in the car on the way there.
We will, but here we go. We're going to listen to one Chasing Abby song for you guys so you get an idea of the stuff I really like when I'm not playing out.
They stay beneath the shadows. Your way of life erodes. They send you to the gallows. All that remains is your soul. And it's hard to shake. It's a deep-rooted thing. We only express when we dance or we
What'd you think?
I liked it.
Yeah, it's cool. It's kind of got that little, I don't know how to explain it. It's
a little haunting.
It is very haunting. I feel like it. Yeah, and just the video for it and everything's kind of cool. I'm excited to see them. Okay. And yeah, so that's what I've been listening to on my Irish side of things.
Okay, and on your not Irish side of things, so I'm just going to share with people, we literally switched the theme of today midway through preparing the music. So Terry was doing something, and I was doing something completely different, which is not unusual for us.
No, not at all.
And so you're going to see this take a weird left turn after this song, because we both thought we had good ideas, so we thought we'd include them
just
both.
Just make them both.
Well, it started out being what Terry's listening to, and we were going to do what we're both listening to. But honestly, I'm listening to the same thing I was last year, so it's not that interesting. You evolve more than I do.
Yeah, I've been listening to a lot of really cool DJ mixes lately.
Because of your midnight show.
Yeah, that and because I've got my turntable set up at home now and I'm practicing and I'm just working on my mixing as well. I've even decided I'm probably going to buy...
I don't know how that sentence ends, but when it starts with, I'm probably going to buy, I usually say no.
Anyway.
Whatever it was, you're
not. We'll talk about it offline. But anyway.
What are you listening to now?
Well, this song by Hugel, and it's called Jamaican, and then it's Bam Bam. But it's really cool, and it's I'm hearing it and seeing it a lot in music videos and stuff, and it's got a really cool beat. It's totally... not at all anything like Chasing Abby or anything else, but it's kind of the stuff I've been playing on my midnight show and that kind of stuff. And it's got a cool beat and it's got a great drop to it.
All right,
so,
let's hear it.
Yeah, it's really cool. So again, nothing at all like Chasing Abby, but here we go.
Bam, 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 bam
I feel like that was a little bit of a tour around the world because we went from Ireland to Jamaica.
Yeah, it was Jamaican, but it's in French too. So it's
very confusing.
It is very, it's really cool though. Did you like it?
I liked it. I couldn't sing along, but I did enjoy it.
No, but it's great because it gives me a great starting beat when I'm playing some songs and stuff. I can mix stuff in and out with it. It's really good. It's a lot of fun.
Okay, well, here's where we take the left turn, and I'm going to paint the picture for people. So 95% of the time, Terry cooks dinner in our house, and we all kind of have...
Do you know what we do the other 5%?
Order out.
Yeah.
No, it's actually way more than 5% that we eat out.
But that's fine.
Not necessary to discuss. At any rate, when there's food being prepared in our house, 95% of the time Terry prepares it and I clean up afterwards. So he said, okay, while you're tidying up, I'm going to get our music started for Thursday night's show. And he started to put together, like I was describing, his...
I had this great curated playlist. It was fantastic.
Okay, well, once I was done washing the dishes and cleaning up and things like that, I walked in the kitchen and said, hey, I had a great idea. We should probably do things about family, seeing we just passed Family Day, and there's lots of songs that have something to do with being a part of a family. So you begrudgingly said, sure, we'll change it and do what you want to do, which is why half the show was Terry's way and half the show is Sherry's way, which is pretty much how our life goes.
Yeah, I mean, that's fine. I literally just went in and went, okay, what songs do I really want? I want Hard Luck Woman. I want Loretta. I want Bam Bam. All right.
You put your songs in anyways.
I kept my songs in and then I just deleted the rest.
Right. So we're going to talk about songs that are related to family because we did pass just a great family day and it was fantastic to spend time. I cleaned the house, which is, you know, I normally do that on a Saturday or Sunday, but I was happy that I had Monday to do it. We played Scrabble and we had some friends over and it was very nice.
It was very cool.
It was very good.
So it was a nice family day.
It was a nice family day. We're not those kind of people who go skiing or skating or hiking or whatever. Family day, if it was in August, we would be on our boat or outside. But given they put it smack in the middle of February, I have no desire to go outside.
I would go outside.
You didn't. You can go out all by yourself. You don't have to wait for me.
Yeah, for sure.
So we're going to play songs related to family. The first one we're going to play is Papa Was a Rolling Stone. So we're bouncing around the genres and the generations. But this is a fun song that everybody likes to enjoy.
Sherry picked it. Yeah. The next 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 are all Sherry. So here we go.
Thank you. It was the 3rd of September. That day I'll always remember. Yes, I will. 'Cause that was the day that my daddy died. Yeah. I never got a chance to see him. Never heard nothing but bad things about him. Mama, I'm depending on you to tell me the truth. Mama just hung her head and said, son,
Papa was a rolling stone.
My son,
wherever he laid, happy was his home.
And when he died,
all he left us was alone. Now listen to me.
Papa was a rolling stone.
Wherever
he laid, happy was his home.
And when he died,
all he left us was alone. Now.
Since the day I stopped drinking, my life has gotten better and better. I can't take any credit for it. It just seems that without alcohol, I think better, I'm more careful with money, I watch what I say, I don't get into trouble like I did when I was drinking. It's scary trying to walk through life alone, and today I have that very distinct feeling that I don't ever have to be alone again.
Visit AA.org for more information and download the Meeting Guide app to find a meeting near you.
That's a good PSA.
That was a good message.
Yeah, absolutely. So that was a weird version of Papa Was a Rolling Stone. I got to be honest. Halfway through, I was like, did we pick an instrumental version? And then all of a sudden it was like, Papa.
I don't feel like that was the
It's not the
version.
Original. No, it wasn't.
But it was okay.
Yeah. I thought it was, it had a really cool little vibe to it as
In
well.
Our mixed bag of nonsense.
It is.
Fine.
Absolutely. So.
Weekend update.
Okay. You want to go first? You want me to go first?
You're what do you first mean? Because you're Friday.
I am Friday. Today is Thursday, but I am Friday.
Yes.
All right. So tomorrow night, trivia, obviously, we're going to be at Wild Wings, as we always are. And we've got 5 rounds of trivia. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, and then we've got our 2.5, which is our quick round. So in honor of Family Day, round 1 is going to be Family Day songs. So you're going to hear some stuff like this in it. Round 2, I've had a request for a few times from the same person, same table. So we're going to do a 2000s to 2025 rap round. So get your rap songs on.
Okay.
And it's good. I think you may have heard some of them.
I was half listening last night. When you were getting ready, and I kept saying, oh, I like this song.
Yeah. And then 2.5. So we're going to do a quick round. It's called Soundtrack Showdown. And it's 80s movies, but it's more, and I stuck with one theme. And for the most part, I would say 99.9% of them are all hair bands from the 80s. So that rock hair band stuff from the 80s. And it's really cool. I really liked it. And then, 3rd round is called Around the World. We picked that one together and we curated that. I thought that was kind of cool. And then
I'm going to have to abstain tomorrow. I did part. Well, the funny thing is, I help you sometimes and I still forget.
I know.
I'm not that good.
No. And then round 4. You're great, but you're not good at this.
Oh, agreed.
Round 4 is Mardi Gras. So it's bands from NOLA. So it's all the different bands from New Orleans, Louisiana, and that kind of feel and kind of fun New Orleans Mardi Gras songs. So, 4 or 5 great rounds. Again, Family Day, 2000 to 2025 rap, and then 2.5 is the Soundtrack Showdown, the 80s hair bands movie songs. You don't need to tell me the name of the movie. There'll be no bonus points. You're only getting 10 seconds. That's our 10-second round.
That's all you're going to need.
Yeah. For these songs, yeah, for sure. And then Around the World, obviously, round 3. And then Mardi Gras is round 4. So a lot of fun. I'll send out the rounds to everybody that normally listens in so you can practice, figure it out, and go from there. But, yeah, that's going to be fun. And then, obviously, Friday night after that, around midnight, I'm going to show up. We're going to play some really great tunes here on Into the Darkness. I've got a really great curated list of music. For tomorrow night and into the darkness on Saturday. And then I go home, hit the road, and I'm gone.
You're gone
so
for 4 days.
So you tell me what you're doing.
Nah, I don't feel like it.
All right, then. Moving on.
I'm just kidding. Imagine if you said, what did you do while I was away? None of your business. I don't think that would go very well.
It won't.
I have an open house on Saturday, so I will be in Picton. If anybody's interested in a lovely drive to Wine Country, I will be at 8 Catherine Street between 1 o'clock and 3 o'clock, and it's a great house.
It is a great house. They just redid their this really cool solarium. I love it. I think it's a fantastic little house.
It's ready to go, and it's right steps from Picton Main Street, and there's so many beautiful little shops and restaurants and coffee shops and ice cream shops for the summer and things like that. So if you're up for the drive and if you would consider the lifestyle of Picton, I highly recommend you come and visit me. I'll be there from 1 to 3 again. That's at 8 Catherine Street. And then Sunday morning, I have some showings. I'm going to go do a virtual showing for somebody via FaceTime. And I think Sunday night, I'm going to have dinner with one of my friends / clients who wants to cook for me. So I'm excited about that. And then it'll be Monday again. It'll be time to start all over again.
You can't see me, but I'm looking at her weird because this is the first I've heard of this. So.
Oh, well, it's Michelle. I can actually plug it if you want me to. So Michelle, who owns the Lots of Food Truck.
Oh, yeah.
Which is for sale. Plug.
She's great.
She's food. Fantastic. She's and she cook. Wants to prepare me a proper home-cooked meal. We were actually both invited, and I had already accepted yes for both of us until I learned that you are away. So now just I'm going to go to Michelle's on Sunday night.
They have this thing called Tupperware in a fridge.
I'm going to have lots of food.
Nice.
I'm using air quotes.
Nice.
If anybody knows anyone who is interested in a mobile food kitchen, it is available for sale, and we would love to get that sold for her so she can move into her next chapter. But I'm very excited about the lovely meal she's going to cook me on Sunday night, and it was supposed to be for both of us.
It can still be. I'll just eat it later.
All right. I will tell her that you send your Tupperware.
Okay. And then Monday, you've got your show.
I do. Then we're back at it again. It's another full work week.
Absolutely. All right. Well, let's anything
play some
else?
More family songs.
All right. Well, Little Sister Sledge. So this is a 96 remix of this song, but this song goes back to the 70s. It's a great Motown song. I love Sister Sledge. This song, what this reminds me of is roller skating in the early 80s.
Not me. This was the closing song at every single dance recital that our daughter was in. For the dance studio she was in when she was a little girl. So it reminds me of her being a little ballerina at about 6.
All right. Doesn't do that for me.
All right. Sorry, Smad.
Sorry.
All right.
a cool song. I really like that song. It does now when you say it, now that you remind me. I do remember all the kids up on the stage after dance recitals and stuff, doing their little dance together in Sarah Marie and her little tutu.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. But this is kind of neat. Like, so I didn't know this, and I looked it up. So Sister Sledge actually are four sisters. They are the granddaughter of opera singer Viola Williams.
Interesting.
Yeah, and they started their career, obviously, in, well, not obviously, but they started in local churches in Philadelphia, harmonizing and singing this style of music from the disco era.
Yeah,
and
that's what, fantastic.
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah.
And where they really hit it off is when the band Schick.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Freak Out.
Yeah, that's what I heard in my head when you said
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. So when they kind of took them under the wing and they managed them.
Okay.
And that's when they had this song, which We Are Family, and then The Greatest Dancer. And then they switched producers in 95. Things didn't go so well. One of them actually left the band, and then they went back and got back together. And, you know, they're still, their most recent album was back in 2003. So they've been off the charts for a while. But nonetheless, I still think it's really cool when you find out these fun little facts, especially, you know, that you find out they're the granddaughters of a huge opera singer.
Oh, for
like
sure.
Viola Williams.
You know where the talent comes from.
Yeah, 100% you know where the talent comes from. So let's talk about this next song, because this is you.
I do love
this. Again, this
next
is
song.
All you. I got to be honest.
Well, interesting though, this was back in the beginning when we went country. So very early, I'm going to say, actually, no, probably late 90s, maybe early 2000s. And you started it. As much as sometimes you like to say you don't love country music, especially when you're mad at one of us, you do. And you were the one who kind of opened our eyes to it, like with Mr. Mom and things like that.
So for me, it was really weddings that really drove that for me. So when I started, when I was still doing the record pools and I'd be getting songs and stuff from all the different providers and hearing what was charting, Shania Twain, Lone Star, all these different bands were kind of being pushed upon us to play at weddings. And then they were making chart success, right? Like your Taylor Swift and that kind of stuff. It was cross country, as I call it.
Yeah.
So top 40 country more than anything. And that's where this all comes for me. So yes, I do like Lone Star. I love Diamond Rio.
Yes.
They were fantastic.
Oh, wouldn't they be great at the Spire?
They would be unbelievable.
We should do that.
I actually thought about that.
We
I was like, man, that was
that.
Amazing. Don't steal that idea. No one's listening.
maybe not.
but yeah, no, it was. So yeah, these guys here, Lone Star, the next song we're going to play, My Front Porch Looking In. Obviously, it's
great
about
song.
Family.
Yeah.
And yeah, no, it's great. And yes, I think I probably pushed country on you guys. It wasn't my favorite song to play or music to play, but I heard it so much, it just became part of my repertoire.
Right. It grows on
right?
you.
It
absolutely
really does.
I love this song, so let's enjoy it.
Okay.
My front porch looking in. There's a
Looking up some Lone Star songs during the break. It was good.
We do like Lone Star.
I do like Lone Star. I was like, hey, they're the ones that keep stuff in cheeseburgers or something in the VCR.
It was crayons in the VCR. VCR. It wasn't
and something in your. I don't know.
You're probably just hungry.
I am a little hungry.
What's funny is that was actually making me a little bit weepy because it was making me think about our first house and the view, the best view being looking in obviously at you and the kids or whatever we were doing. And so it was making me feel a little bit sentimental. And then I remembered that the last song that we have slated to play is actually the one you just danced with our daughter to as the father-daughter song. And I thought maybe we shouldn't play that one because
we're not going to get to it anyway. So that's
mess.
Good. Yeah,
so
yeah,
we
yeah.
can listen to that in the car on the way home and I can cry.
Sure.
And maybe we'll just skip along to something else because I'm feeling very sentimental about our children and our family and all sorts of things right now. So yeah, that one brought all the feels to me, though. That was a little
really?
Bit odd. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah, I'm just trying to think.
You don't have feelings.
No. Not when it comes to Lone Star, I don't have feelings. But, I mean, I like their music, but no, I don't have feelings.
There's other things that I could play that I know would make you cry.
Oh, for sure. It's
just not
that. Yeah. I mean, I'm already there. Great song
great
by
week.
Then. Amazed. Mr. Mom, like we talked about, is one of their... I love that song. I just love hearing all the nonsense, you know.
Oh, well, it's a great story because he thinks that, you know, oh,
you do
okay,
nothing when you stay at home.
You get to stay home and this is going to be easy while she goes out and gets a job. And then he realizes, oh my goodness, how do you manage this chaos with little kids at home? And respect to the stay-at-home moms out there because it's the hardest job there is with no break.
Yeah, and no pay.
Right.
Yeah, and then they do a great cover of Walking in Memphis on their Greatest Hits album. So, yeah, we're not going to play that, obviously, but, I mean, they've got so many great songs. I mean, they cover that Marcone song very well. And if you're coming tomorrow night to Trivia, you may hear that song, not by them, but by the original artist in Around the World.
Was a little hint.
It was a little hint.
A little Easter egg.
A little. Oh, I love Easter eggs.
I know.
You're making me hungry. This is crazy.
Cheeseburgers and Easter eggs.
Cheeseburgers and Easter eggs. It sounds like
things.
A perfect dinner. Easter cream eggs.
It's got to be that season almost, isn't it? Easter cream egg McFlurry time, which is literally my favorite season of the year because I love McFlurries and I love Easter cream eggs. So those two things together make me happy.
Let's play some music. Come on.
Okay.
All right, here we go. I'm actually going to play this one instead. We're going to play John Cougar Mellencamp, Small Town, because I love a small town.
All right.
Thank you. just what I want to be. Enough to say, look who's in the big town. But my bed is in a small town. Oh, that's good enough for me. Well, I was born in a small town, and I can breathe in a small town.
Do you like that one?
I do, yes.
Yeah, it's good. So it's funny when we were just talking there and I was like, okay, we got three songs we could choose here. If you could read my mind, definitely not playing that. That scares me. If you could read my mind, nightmare.
I don't want to.
Yeah, it's just.
It's chaos.
It's chaos.
Mm-hmm.
It's insane. And then it won't be like this for long. Definitely don't want to play that. I don't need you crying all the way home. So we can do that. So we'll play Route 66. But I said to you, let's just kind of talk and wrap things up. And you go, I'm tired of talking to you. I was like, what? You're a little spicy.
I am being spicy.
Spicy. So that's our new word for now.
Talking to you for at least 34 years. Are you tired of listening to me?
Yeah, I was tired 33 years ago. But somehow I keep coming back every day.
Well, you're physically there. I'm not sure you're always listening.
Yeah.
There's a difference between listening and hearing.
For sure. Absolutely. And I'm good with it. Pardon?
What?
Yeah. So anyway, guys, I hope you guys all have a wonderful weekend. Be safe. I'm not sure if they talked about this snowstorm, like Snowmageddon, that was coming again. And we got nothing. I got a little bit of freezing rain yesterday. It was gone by like 10 o'clock. Nothing happened. I hope nothing happens while I'm traveling out east. But anyway, and you're traveling around doing your stuff that whatever. Yeah.
Driving to Picton.
Yeah, driving to Picton. Anyway, guys, have a wonderful weekend. Stay frosty. We'll see you next week. And I'm going to finish things out here with a little Route 66. And this is the Beatmaster's version of Depeche Mode's Route 66.
All
here
right,
we go.
Let's hear it.
They come from everywhere to take the challenge.
Great ball of fire.
My eyes adored you.
That's it.
Do that to me one more time.
Yeah.
Tonight's the night.
Yes, ma'am.
And if they can name it, they can claim it.
Route 66.